I mean, we would only, we'd have to go recruit some more Christian Jews, but.
Yeah, touche. But I feel like as long as you got one, you know?
Yeah.
Well, hey. I think it'd be more Jewish Christians. Because Christian Jews would be their Christians, the but they're Jewish. It's just
those would be messiahs for menorahs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. My bad.
You're good. You're good. We're here to correct you.
Make sure you go follow us, TBP Not A Game, on Instagram. TBP Not A Game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. Message us, we'll message you back. We are live there right now. If you go there right now, you can check us out, see what we're doing behind the scenes. Get a little, you know, behind the scenes.
Wow.
Exclusive action. I told you, it's going to be a struggle.
You're playing real hurt.
So exciting right now, behind the scenes right now.
It's like Derek's explaining it.
Yeah, I'm struggling right now. Pretty sure it's not COVID. But if it is, we're all missing time from work this week.
Let's go. All right.
Which I'm already missing time from work because I'm going to Mexico in about 24 hours.
Will they let you in, though? That's a problem.
No, I could get in.
You can get in?
But coming back might be a struggle.
All right. I'll let my mom know how she got across.
Right. Yeah. Any tips?
I'll get some
secrets.
Tips from my mom.
Yeah,
right now.
She may have
tricks of the trades.
Yeah.
Maybe some friendly coyotes.
Yeah.
Oh, watch, in 2 months I speak fluent Spanish. I'm just down there.
That or your head's gone.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah, let's.
Your body's in a concrete trash can.
Yeah, I'd rather go with the former.
Yeah, of course. No, no. I think we'd all prefer that too.
Yeah.
But the story would be epic. You know?
Yeah, went down there, got COVID, never returned.
Never returned.
I mean, our show might, blow up after that, though. Support for
Or it might take off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It might completely...
This might be our launching tipping point.
Yeah. I was the one holding everyone back.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But there wasn't fame to it. Now there's a fame.
There's infamy to it right now, you know?
And now
December 7th wasn't the day until, you know, 1941.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a day of infamy, you know, when something tragic happened.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
Tragedy struck the show,
and
then bam, TBP gets international.
Hey, I'm pulling for you guys from beyond the grave.
We'll bring you on a little seance.
All right, Derek's got the news coming up. We got a North State update, right?
Yeah.
All right, we got a North State update
since it's becoming a regular thing.
Little hoop talk, some foot and mouth, and we got to talk about this crazy story about how OBJ lost what? $700,000
basically
banking on Bitcoin. Yo, be careful of the funny money, y'all. But first, we got to start with an epic, maybe the greatest weekend in the National Football League's illustrious history. The divisional round was insane. All four games decided by a total of 15 points. All four games, the lead changed on the last play of the game. I did see a tweet that Adam Schefter put out that said every game ended on the last play, and someone responded, every game, every week ends on the last play to Adam Schefter, which I thought was a great point.
Very good on that troller's behalf to bring Adam Schefter down to size. I'm always for that. The guy rides too high of a horse and needs to be, you know, stop it, my man. Just cool your jets. Yeah, I do get what you're trying to say is that the game was... Each game was up in the air until the last play of the game. So there was nothing that was solidified until the kicks were went through or the touchdowns were passed. And I don't think as a football fan you could ask for much more.
Right.
If you do, you're a greedy SOB, and football's not for you because it can't offer anymore. That's as much as it can give you.
Maybe every game ends in Hail Mary.
Maybe that one, that might be it. That might be the only thing we could ever say that one. That's because Hail Mary better than a walk-off kick.
Correct.
I don't want to see the kicker out there. I don't want the kicker getting any joy, any affirmation, any Hail Marys to him because he got out there for one play and kicked the ball through the uprights. Not worth me lifting you in the air whatsoever. But if a quarterback does that to a receiver, all the joy in the world, all the accolades, all the acclamation, you deserve it all.
Yeah.
But kickers, I hate it. I hate them getting the praise. I hate that this is the kicker weekend right now, that people are happy for kickers.
Well,
that's the only reason why I'm not happy.
It was a hell of a weekend, though. Every game being decided by 3 points or less. So let's start with last night's game and kind of work our way backwards, reverse engineer this thing. Just because last night's game, and I'm trying not to be hyperbolic about this, but considering the stakes, considering the quarterback play that was on display last night, I think it's safe to say this was one of the greatest NFL games in the history of the NFL.
25 points scored within the last 2 minutes.
That's right.
Insane. That is mind-boggling of how much what you went through, the emotions that we all went through as someone who is a casual fan of Kansas City for my dad, yep. but also at the same point in time, really like the Buffalo Bills because that franchise, that organization, that fan base, phenomenal. How could you not love that bandwagon?
Right.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
That's correct.
And I wanted to see it happen. I felt for that franchise. Kansas City, it's gone through you. Now this is the fourth time it's going to go through in a row. It's like, okay, we're ready for a change of the torch right now.
Right.
But Mahomes is not ready for that. Kansas City is not ready to give that up. And they showed why they are the team that they thought they were before the season started.
That's correct.
And, yeah. and the Bills showed up, too. The Bills did what they had to do. They were the team that a lot of people were expecting of. Everyone's saying, ooh, a coin flip decided their fate. But, no, it was a bad kickoff on, I think, that decided their fate. The fact that they kicked it off into the end zone, it didn't force any time to be taken off the clock from Kansas City when they scored that leading touchdown with 13 seconds left. Because if you look at what it came down to, it came down to the last couple of seconds. Yeah. Travis Kelce was only able to get down with about 3 seconds left to spare. Those 3 seconds could have been gone.
13 seconds left in the game. They have to go. They went, 50 yards to kick that field goal?
They started on the 25, and they ended on around, the 38 or something like
yeah.
that? 40, 35, something like that. So, yes. It's granted, you're having three timeouts. That helps. Everyone's like, oh, Tony Romo couldn't go 14, couldn't do his QB run in 14 seconds, but Mahomes is able to do it in 13 seconds. It's like, yeah, when you're able to stop the clock, it helps a lot.
In the last 2 minutes of that game, Patrick Mahomes threw for 177 yards, which is more yards than Jimmy Garoppolo has thrown in either playoff game so far. And we'll get to that game. Trust me, Niners and Packers fans out there, we will get to that game. But we have to stay here because what we witnessed last night was offensive football at the highest level you'll ever see it really played.
Pretty bad defensive football, though.
Not agreed.
Yeah, not
and the Bills had the best defense. I think. Yeah, they had the best defense during the regular season, but Patrick Mahomes is a freak. You know, Patrick Mahomes did not throw one ball in the air more than 20 yards last night, and that was the first time in his career he's ever done that.
Wow!
They keep playing this too deep shell coverage where they're essentially just putting two safeties high, so you got to beat us underneath, and he. All season, he just slowly acclimated to that and got better and better and better. And last night was like his crowning achievement. This is him figuring that defense out.
And for the most part, it's easy for him to do that when you have everyone on your roster is like a track star. Everyone.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill. Hardman, Pringle, and Travis Kelce is just a great guy to work within the numbers.
Did you, Tyreek Hill running to the end zone? And the DB having the angle and being in front of him and him chucking the deuce to him and still getting in the end zone, unbelievable.
Didn't they say in the beginning of the year that was going to be a flag for taunting?
And correct.
There was no flag.
Should have been a flag.
There was no flag.
Yeah.
I was confused by that.
Now, if it was a flag, the touchdown still would have counted, correct?
Okay, I was going to say, I couldn't remember if
it
was
affects the kickoff.
The kickoff, yes.
Okay.
So, yes, it should have been a flag. Either way, I would have... A stupid flag anyway.
I agree.
The deuces are funny. The deuces add to the game. They give the character. The taunting rule...
They're adults.
Bogus. Yes.
We're adults here. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm good with taunting, and I'm good with them not throwing the flag in that particular situation.
Only problem is, though, we have to deal with... it's, again, how great of... the offense that Kansas City has. And when the Bills, you give them that sliver of hope. That's all you need. And I will say it was kind of cool, the line that apparently Andy Reid told Patrick Mahomes before he went out there for that 13-second drive.
Will you repeat it for the people?
He said, when things look grim, be the Grim Reaper. And that's exactly what Patrick Mahomes was. He ripped the souls out of all of Buffalo and bent them over his knee.
Yeah. And a lot of people after the game were complaining, saying, oh, well, Josh Allen should have had a chance. The overtime rules need to be changed. The overtime rules need to be changed until you exchange field goals for 25 minutes. Like, I think the overtime rules, yeah, is it fair that Josh Allen didn't get a chance? Not really. But here's the thing. Beat him in regular time.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go into sudden death. I'm good with it. I'd rather have that than the college rules, personally.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I wish they would honestly just like do a quarter of football, maybe. Have every single time you have to go for two.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm really not like, oh, I'm hampering on like, oh, they really need to change it. It's like, you know, it is what it is. They changed it for the better, I think, when they got rid of the field goal win it for you.
Yeah, I agree.
Touchdown's a sealing fate, which I'm okay with, you know? It's like getting two balls in on the last cup in beer pong, you know? You get two balls in the last cup, ball's back, game's over.
Right.
You're done for, you know? That's sealing fate. You get a touchdown, that's two balls in the cup.
I agree.
Ball's back.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of the college rules, but I mean, I wouldn't mind just playing the full quarter. Why have 15 minutes when you're
I don't
want
to play more than 15 minutes.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
But I mean, at a certain
point. What do you mean exactly though? What if you just trade
back
buckets?
And forth?
Yeah.
Well,
and now we're
point,
playing another quarter, or are we going to sudden death?
Well, at least both teams get the opportunity. You had a classic game that ended in one side, it ended up being the coin flip. And the coin flip, since, what was it, 2015, 10 games have been decided by the coin flip, and only one team that didn't get the first possession won.
Well, tails never fails, so...
It failed that time, though.
Oh, it did fail,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that was, yeah, the Bills did, too.
They did pick tails.
Yeah, well, so it failed that one time.
Yeah.
Just that one
I'm
time,
I'm pretty
though.
Sure it failed 50% of the time.
The drama...
The 50% of the time, it works every time.
I appreciate the drama of the coin flip.
You know, again, it's part of the game. It's part of the pomp and circumstance of it. It's, you know, the whole come to the center, pick a coin flip, and you pray to God that you...
Here's what you're not
your
getting.
Luck's on your side.
And let's say it's a classic Ravens Steelers. We're talking in the cold, and we're just it's a 9-9 game going into overtime. No one is begging for more overtime.
No, end it as quick as possible.
Yeah,
that's I want a field goal to end that game.
Yes,
that's all they're going to get.
And that's why I think in this circumstance, I'm sorry. Yes, of course, we all wanted to see Josh Allen. I didn't want that game to ever end. That was one of the greatest games I've ever seen. It was so captivating that my fiance was yelling the entire game, like, or the end of the game, like, is this serious? Is this serious? Like, anyone who knows anything about football is like, this is awesome. But also, this is super rare, and we don't need to change the rules because we're not going to have this that often.
Not to mention, oh, go for
it. I was gonna say, why not just change it for the playoffs? Regular season, I don't mind this rule, but playoffs, it has so much on the line. So much contract money is on the line because of who. If you advance to the Super Bowl, and if you don't get the chance to even go out, you have four different teams on the field: two defenses, two offenses. You have two teams that are not getting that opportunity in that overtime.
But
if you do that,
football's the ultimate team game, though. You need that part of the team.
Yeah.
You're not the whole team. That is part
of the
team.
You're not wrong.
If your defense could hold them to a field goal, that's all they needed to do. Simple plan for Buffalo. Hold Kansas City to a field goal. Don't let them into the end zone. What do they do? Let them in the end zone. That sucks. You're terrible defense. You lost the game. If you want to have a chance for Josh Allen, don't let them score a touchdown.
Yeah,
that was it. I
completely agree with
it. Obviously, it sounds simple, but at the same point in time, like that's the game of football. If you can't play the defense to stop them from scoring a touchdown, you don't deserve to win. I'm sorry.
I agree.
And to be honest, I'm the more I talk about it, the more I convince myself that these are the right rules for you. Hold them to a field goal. That's what a good defensive does.
Right.
Completely agree.
You weren't a good defense. Obviously, you're tired. You want to get out of there. But still, this is the playoffs, baby.
And they put out the best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they put out some chumps out there.
Yeah.
And I'm granted, in Buffalo, you took advantage of the fact that they didn't have Tyrann Mathieu out there. You torched
Correct.
That secondary.
Absolutely.
You torched that secondary completely. Yep. Gabriel Davis did his work.
Oh, my God.
Got to give a shout out to that man. 200-plus yards, four tutties. Wow.
No one's ever received four touchdowns in a playoff game before.
No one. No Jerry, no Randy, no one.
And it's hilarious.
Did you say Gary?
Jerry.
Okay. I heard Gary. I was like, who the hell is Gary?
Oh, you don't know Gary, man? That's my boy, G. He's in the end zone.
It's hilarious, though, that the team that was complaining back in 2019, Kansas City Chiefs, after losing to the Patriots, won the same exact way that they were wanting to change this same rule.
That's correct. And that was against the Patriots.
Yeah,
right?
It was the Patriots when they went to overtime.
When D. Ford lined up offsides.
Again. Play defense.
Yeah.
You know, hold them to the field goal. That's all you got to do. It's honestly quite simple.
It's just the irony of it. They just didn't let it play out and let them have the same result.
Also, Josh Allen, what a freak of nature. And I will go back to his rookie year when I said he was trash and John wanted to fight me tooth and nail on this very show. I was not wrong. He was not good. I have never, ever seen a quarterback turn it around like this to where I thought this guy was trash, and now I think he's one of the best.
He was spectacular. I mean, this is going to be a classic matchup. I think this Bills team, get excited. Yeah. Your team will be there for a hot minute. You have something to work with. Because Josh Allen, he has that factor, that elusivity, that big body build. The fact that he has that cannon of an arm.
He's fast, too.
So quick.
He's fast.
He's got wheels.
Every time they went for it on fourth down, I'm pretty sure they were 5 for 5 or 4 for 4 on fourth down. And then every time it was like you knew they were going to get it. He was either going to scramble for it or he's going to throw for it. But there's just like there's almost no stopping him when he's not making that disaster play. That boy's got a cannon for an arm. Oh, my God.
This is going to be a fun team to watch.
Absolutely.
And it really will be.
The one thing that all football fans have been asking is what's the next generation? What's going to be our next Tom Brady and Peyton Manning rivalry that's going to be lasting for years? And if the Bills stay...
Rodgers and Garoppolo or...
What? No. I was going to say, if the Bills and the Chiefs stay the way they are, this is what we're going to be getting the next 10, 15 years of this rivalry between the Bills and the Chiefs. Now, rivalry in a loose term because they're not really rivals, just going to be they're going to be meeting a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I do think it is a rivalry, and I think it'll be I think there's a lot to look forward to in the AFC and these young guys. All right, let's talk about it.
Do we have to?
We have to.
Basking it, baby.
I really don't think
wade
we should.
Wade into the waters of sorrow.
All right, we'll dive deep into this one.
The only reason we started with the Bills-Chiefs is because it was such a spectacular game, but we would not be serving our audience, where Aaron Rodgers is from here, and there's a lot of Niners fans in this area.
And Green Bay fans that are crying themselves to sleep.
Right. Yeah. And I should have, we should have started with that, but I know how you felt that evening, so I just wanted to give you a break.
Did you really? No.
Yeah, I did. Just remember, I came up to you to shake your hand and said, let's be gentlemen about this, and you said... F out of here with that. And I was like, all right. And then I wish nothing but bad things for you and your family and your friends.
Because I want all the smoke. If we're going to do this, this is a rivalry. We've lost now 4 times to you guys in the playoffs. We are 0-4. I don't want the camaraderie of, oh, it's going to be a good game. No, I want all the trash talk for that. Because guess what? If my team wins, I'm going to be feeling so much better that there was that trash talk in the middle of the game than, oh, hey, good play.
Yeah, I felt bad, actually.
Thanks for that FaceTime gloat, too, with your buddy. You're on FaceTime, and you're like, look who I'm with!
Yeah, that was true.
Yeah.
That felt good, honestly.
Oh, that felt horrible.
Wow, Packers fans just
feel good.
Time. Packer Nation, yeah.
I got some stats.
Let's do it.
For the Packers. They are 7-7 at home in the playoffs. 7-7 since Rodgers has been in the playoffs. Sorry, I guess this is more of a Rodgers stat, but they are 7-7. That is inexcusable. And you can say
at home,
yes. And you can say that's on the Packers not drafting right and not having a good team behind Aaron Rodgers, but it comes down to Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that Tom Brady moment where he just pulls it out of you know where and gets a win. He doesn't have that Peyton Manning moment where he just finds the will to win, and especially at home. You should be winning at home. That is a home field advantage of how cold it is in Lambeau, the frozen tundra, and you're not able to get more than 7 wins out of 14? Are you kidding me? Like I said, 0-4 against the Niners. it's ridiculous. I mean, I should have expected a loss, but I was hoping for the best. Didn't get it.
Well, you went into the season or into the playoffs as the 1 seed, home field throughout. The Niners went in as a 6 seed, obviously going to play every game on the road. You're at home, frozen tundra. The Niners don't score an offensive touchdown. You tell me all that before the game, and there's no way the Niners are winning that game. Aaron Rodgers on the first drive, that was their only real legit drive. And other than that, they kept coming up short. There's a couple turnovers in there that weren't necessarily his fault. I mean, the Niners stayed in it and just scrapped to stay in it. That Fred Warner punching the ball out of Mercedes Lewis's hands was kind of, in retrospect, what saved the game for them.
Absolutely. I mean, it was also that and their special team of getting a blocked field goal. And the block punt.
Right.
I mean, the block punt was the game changer.
Right. It was the only touchdown.
A huge game changer right there. Yeah. But after that first drive, they couldn't couldn't get past that defense. For some godforsaken reason, they couldn't get past that defense. And Rodgers held onto the ball a little bit longer, and he wasn't scrambling as much as he used to, and resulted in 5 sacks.
Matt Stafford is one game away from appearing in as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo is one game away from doubling the amount of Super Bowl appearances Aaron Rodgers has been in.
And Tom Brady has won 10 games against NFC teams in the playoffs in 2 years. And he's only been in the NFC for 2 years. Rodgers, 14 years in the NFC, has had the same amount of wins. That is atrocious. Again, remember, 7 playoff wins at home. He has 3 on the road.
That's what you get for having hair like that, man.
He didn't always have hair like that.
Well, that's a culmination of a terrible career in the playoffs to end up with that type of hair, and that's what you get. It's poetic justice for looking like a shaggy douche, okay? And that's what you are, Aaron Rodgers, a shaggy douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he is 11-9 in the playoffs, so winning record, you know, there you have that.
Yeah, remember that one win was in the Super Bowl.
All them playoff
wins. That one extra was in the Super Bowl, so there's no, yeah. It was nice years ago. What, 12 years ago? Yeah.
Oh, it was that long ago.
2010, because the Giants won the World Series.
February 6, 2011.
Yeah, so the 2010 season. Yeah. That was a great year for me. Giants won the World Series in 2010, and the Packers win a few months later in the Super Bowl. In a high.
This has got to be the end of Rodgers in Green Bay now, right? Like, at this point in time, man, like, I feel like as Packers fans, you always want to cut ties now. Like, I don't want to see your face anymore. You might have been in good time, and you might have shown us the ropes for a while, but it's like, you know what? We're not getting over this hump together. We're not doing it. We might as well cut the ties. Let the salt in the wounds fester. Let this loss take over you. And just kiss it all goodbye. You know, this is your breakup sex right here.
No, I don't. If Adams comes back, I still want Rodgers around until he retires, because I don't trust Jordan Love. I said it when he got drafted. This was a good pickup. After what I've seen on the field from him, I don't think it was a great pick anymore.
You know what? There's a guy out there by the name of Deshaun Watson. Go for that right now.
I think that might be our better option.
I don't know how you can do it, but you don't have Rodgers. Rodgers not signed on for next year, is he not?
He's on for next year.
Okay,
buddy.
Well then trade that ass to Miami. Get some Deshaun Watson action.
Wait, is he Rodgers signed with Miami?
No, Watson's still in Houston.
Are you going to try and get Tua?
Never mind. Houston, tomato, tomato, whatever. I don't care. But it doesn't matter. Get out of Green Bay, my man. I'm just saying. I feel like
it's a good move for him in his career. But I don't know where he's going to go. There's really no spot for him that is, like he said, he doesn't want to rebuild. But there's not many spots that are in the position to take on a quarterback his age that isn't in a rebuild right now and in a win-now situation. I think the only other team I can think of already has a quarterback, and that would be the Raiders. That's it. But again, not really in a great position, but not in a rebuild either.
I mean, obviously, the Broncos are a possible destination. His apparently fiance / girlfriend / wife, whatever she is from that area. So that could be a possible place for him to end up. Either way, I just feel like Green Bay, I want to see somebody else behind the center now. You know, I'm tired of looking at that shaggy douche face. So I just want to say shaggy douche.
If you think about him going to the Broncos, though, I mean, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but if he does go to the Broncos, that's facing Patrick Mahomes twice a year, and you're going to the AFC, which appears to have the better quarterback play at the top if you just look at what we witnessed last night between Mahomes and obviously Josh Allen. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, at this point in time right now, you can't really consider Rodgers that top of a quarterback right now. With that performance that he had right now, it was abysmal.
He's not a great playoff quarterback. He is Chris Webber in the regular season, and then in the playoffs,
He's Chris Webber in the regular season might be a little harsh, because he is...
Chris Webber?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Horrible playoff.
What is this
horrible playoff?
Right, but why are you saying he... What?
He's good in the regular season, horrible in the playoffs. We've already gone over this.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you might be being a little hard there. But nonetheless, he struggles with the Niners all time. He has a .500 record against them. And I believe in just about every one of those games, the Packers were favored, which makes it
even worse.
Harder to deal with. 5.5-point favorites in this game. and you score one touchdown on offense.
I'm ready for 15 years of disappointment, to be honest. I'm ready for it.
I mean, you're already almost through that right now.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I want 15
more
years?
No. We are not going to be getting 10-win seasons.
Well, yeah. So you want anymore. Are you going to get 15 more?
15. But at least we had a hope. At least we had, like, some sort of chance.
I don't know,
and now we're not going to be making the playoffs.
I'd rather just have
every
it,
single year.
I'd rather be squashed early than have a think I have a chance just to be heartbroken every single time.
So just watch 17 weeks of abysmal play?
No, I'd rather be relevant and lose in the playoffs.
Thank you. I'd rather be
perennial losers in the playoffs, because at least you're there.
That is true. Yeah.
Missing the playoffs sucks.
It is not fun.
It sucks, dude. It really sucks. Like, you have no rooting interest for the most part. You're just watching it.
You're just there.
Yeah, and like yesterday, I'm calling friends like, yo, who are we rooting for? Are we rooting for the Rams or the Bucks? Because we got to play them next week. I'm curious. I'm interested. Otherwise, Niners aren't in it. I don't really care as much. So it's like, whatever. I don't really like Tom Brady. I don't have a problem with him, but I don't really want to see the Bucks. I don't like the Rams, so.
So, any Lions fans out there, if you could hit us up on TVP Not a Game, I'd really like to know some tips on how you get through the season, because I'm going to be going through this right now. So, any Lions fans, again, hit me up either on Instagram or through the TVP Instagram app. That'd be great. Or not app, but Instagram, yeah.
My cousin is a Lions fan, and I've asked him why he hasn't quit that narcotic a long time ago, because it seems to be a miserable way to live. But, you know, I guess you just...
The high is going to be amazing for them when they do it. You can't go 100.
Is he going to be alive for that? Because there's no way.
I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance,
but there's no way to, like, bank on that. The Niners haven't won a Super Bowl since I was 10 years old. I'm, like, 49 years old or something.
Yeah.
I'm pushing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not that close, but you're close. Closer than me.
Yeah, I'm old enough. We still didn't get to the two other games.
There's two more?
Yeah.
Are they relevant enough?
I mean, we can talk about them real quick. It looked like Tommy was going to do it again yesterday. It looked like Tom Brady was going to do it again, down 20-3 at the half. They end up tying the game 27-27, and if not for a ridiculous pass to, I believe it was Cooper Kupp, and walk-off field goal, we're going into overtime, and even if the Rams get the ball first, I'm taking Tom Brady, because, you know, we've seen it before.
Yeah. It wouldn't have shocked me. I was going home, saw it was 20-3, turned on the TV, it was 27-20, I was like, well, here we go, Tom Brady's going to win this one, easy.
Yeah. I thought
that was my first thought.
I thought it was a wrap, just because we've seen it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy that the script keeps writing that way for him, and he's able to keep coming to the occasion every single time.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he had a lot of things work in his favor, the way that game shaped out, the fumbles that occurred from his defense.
That's
causing
correct.
That. Just insane game and how it went down. The Rams, you deserve to lose that game in all aspects of it. You handled it terribly. You got lucky there. You got so lucky. But I got to give a shout, man. Matthew Stafford, what you're able to do right now coming on to this playoffs, having a, you know, kind of a rocky end of the season, a little uncertainty on his behalf, and he has that big monkey on his back that he's got like, yo, you're terrible in the playoffs, never won a game. What is he doing right now? 2-0 so far in this playoffs.
Yep.
He's looked tremendous. He's got two touchdowns and a rushing touchdown in both games. So the guy's doing work. And shout out to Cooper Kupp, too. A white wide receiver. Come on. Let's go. Man, we don't see that very often. Some white lightning right there. And my goodness, that what an ending. Another great ending, too, just how it went down. Again, you see Tom Brady in that situation, you always bet on black, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you bet on Tom Brady and what he's doing right there. But no, we got to love the game right now. Got to love football.
And now the Rams have to face the Kryptonite next weekend.
But
the franchise tried to pull a punk-ass move and make it so you had to be from SoCal to purchase tickets.
The Seahawks did that when the Niners were playing them in the playoffs.
Yeah, because everyone knows that the Niners fans travel.
Yep.
And last time, it was 50-50. And I think them trying to block Niners fans is going to increase the ticket purchasing. And we will see a sea of red in the building for the NFC Championship. And the Niners have absolutely been the kryptonite for the Rams. I am nervous. It is really rare to beat a team three times in one season. And the Niners have just had the Rams' numbers. They've beat them the last six outings. And to beat them with seven, this is going to be really difficult. But 49er faithful will be in the building. I was curious, before we do get to our break here, how do y'all feel about Jimmy G getting all the post-game interviews and everything when he's thrown for a combined, I think he's thrown for a combined 300 yards in two games?
Absolute trash. I think the quarterback at a certain point, if he hasn't been playing well, shouldn't be getting the interviews. I get he's the quarterback. I get he's the playmaker and whatnot. But, man, interview a defensive player in that Packers game. Interview somebody else, because Jimmy G was silent that game. He did nothing. He didn't even have a touchdown. Didn't have, what, more than 180 yards. It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the other guys are getting interviewed, just like not right after the game by
nationally
the main,
televised.
That's correct. That's what I mean.
Not the main guys.
I mean on the national one. Yeah.
Whenever what's her name comes out from Aaron Andrews from the sideline, pick something that was relevant that game.
Yeah. You know,
find something that was.
Go find, if you're going to talk to anyone on offense, go talk to Devo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. If you want to talk to a skill position on offense, talk to Debo. He did his thing. And, of course, the Bengals won. We'll talk about that game a little later on in the show, perhaps. But it's time to reset a little bit. Let's relax, reset. Thank some of our sponsors. Most importantly, thank you, our listener. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. We also appreciate our friends over at Yoga Center of Chico. Open every day with both in-studio and online classes via Zoom. In-studio classes follow all state-mandated protocols for safety. The Yoga Center of Chico also has a retail store at 250 Valambrosia Ave, Suite 150, next to the T-Bar. Details at yogacenterofchico.com, or you can call 342-0100. Shout out to all of our underwriters, and most importantly, shout out to you, the listener. All right, let's get into it. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get you caught up on the going-ons around the world. Dickus Mackey has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Dickus Mackey has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So, we're going to start off strong right now, because we're going to take it to Florida. We're always strong in Florida. Always strong in Florida. Florida always has the ripes. Now, granted, I shouldn't say the story doesn't take place in Florida entirely. It spans a couple of state action. But Florida is involved, and what would you expect nonetheless? The other state in question is Connecticut, where this lady heralds from. Connecticut. Now, we're looking at you, Miss Carrie Kaviaska, who is a middle school teacher and was trying to take a little vacation. And you know what? What better place to vacation right now than Florida? A lot of open land out there, good sun, nice weather, nice beaches, pretty ladies. I don't know if she's interested in that, pretty guys, maybe she's into that. Either way, you want to go to Florida if you're going on vacation, especially if you're the upper Northeast. Completely opposite, Florida. Get your sunshine.
Tallahassee? Or what would be upper Northeast for them?
Connecticut? That's the Northeast. Is Connecticut.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Northeast Florida.
No.
Oh. Oh, from the Northeast.
She's from Connecticut.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, we're looking at you, Carrie.
so scary.
Carrie decides with her and her boyfriend, we're going on a little vacation down in Florida. Now, things get a little interesting because Carrie has got two kids, both age 9 and 11. She didn't bring them on the vacation with them because, you know, one with the boyfriend, you know, you don't want the kids there. Only problem is, though, she left her kids home alone. No supervision. Told them to hide in the basement, out of sight, and eat candy for dinner.
What was the age again?
9 and 11.
Ooh. Dang.
Now, for me, candy for dinner, awesome, right there. But, you know, still, rather reckless on Carrie's behalf. The part that's even weirder, she has an ex-husband. Could have maybe dropped him off there.
She is the primary caregiver of these kids, but at this point in time, didn't look very good for you because you leave your kids for 3 days home alone. You get a little in trouble, and that's what she did. She'd be charged with child endangerment. Was arrested with a $5,000 bond on her. Carrie, get a babysitter. I don't know, basics right there. Drop him off at your ex-husband's house if you have to. Or take him with you. But 9-11, leave him home alone? And, I mean, that's pretty old. I'm trying to think about 9-11. Not 9-11, but 9 and 11. It's an unfortunate number combination right there for us. But still.
Stupid people need to stop having babies.
I mean, that would help.
Say it again.
I said stupid people need to stop there having babies.
The problem is, though, Carrie, again, middle school teacher. She teaches kids that are that age. She knows how irresponsible and stupid they are.
Stupid people need to stop teaching.
That's problems right there, man. Problems right there. All right. Well, Carrie, we're looking at you in a very sideways action because that ain't cool. That is not cool at all.
Not cool.
So we go from child endangerment to more child endangerment. Not really child endangerment so much as more people crazy about kids.
Ooh.
We go to Texas right now where a woman is being arrested and charged for the attempted of buying a child. That's right. She approached a woman in Walmart, started remarking on how beautiful her child was, and said, you know what? How much would you want for the child? The mother of the child, thinking it was a joke, started laughing out like, oh, not for, no, it's a joke. And she's like, oh, how about $250,000? What? $250,000 for a kid? Take mine. Woo! But again, mother's like, no, there's an amount of money that could make me sell my child. I beg to differ. There's got to be some money out there that makes
everybody's got, you know, a price. Got a price. Everybody's right? Got
like,
a price.
Love has got an ending, right? I don't know. I mean, granted, parents were like, no, I never, but I'm
$5.5 billion.
She upped the ante. Half a million. She offered her $500,000 for said child. Very persistent about it. Again, mother, not willing to sell that child. So apparently loves more than $500,000. That's got to make you feel good as a kid, though, right? Like, my mom loves me more than $500,000.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? Yeah, that's a, you know, little ego boost for the kid right there. That's like 750. Okay, yeah, take them now. 750. That's my number right there. So again, I can't buy kids off the street like that. That's not how it works. Go through your adoption agency where the kids want to leave their parents or have already left their parents, I should say. And they're ready. They're prime for the picking right there, okay? And you might be able to get it less than $500,000. I don't know how much is. I know it's expensive to go through, but still.
Did they say what she did for a living to have that much money to buy a child?
It did not, no. Wow. Granted, I feel like there probably wasn't any money involved. I think it's just her, you know, trying to scam her out into something right there. Either way, she was arrested.
You can buy just about anything.
You can.
At Walmart.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Just not children, apparently.
I mean, there is a kid section. But just, you know, not literal kids there. Where did you get your kid from? Oh, Walmart, baby, right here. You know? I went to Target for mine.
Yeah.
You know? It's a little classier, yeah. A little cleaner, you know? Yeah. This one has hygiene on it right now.
I got mine from Target, not to brag.
Little up and good right there. Not a Walmart
clearance section.
Glad you rolled over here to
That was worth it.
Terrible joke.
Worth the movement.
Sure we beat the dead horse in that one.
So once again, y'all, don't try to buy a baby from strangers at Walmart. Unless they want to. Then it all means.
Unless the baby's for sale.
Baby for sale. Is there a sale sign out there? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, you're just presuming someone wants to sell their car.
I'm pretty sure babies are like guns. If you want to buy them, you have to go through the proper procedure, like protocols.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I feel like buying them sounds rough. It's more like adopting. Sounds a little bit less ownership-y, you know?
Is there a difference, though, honestly? Like, adopting ain't free.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a donation.
No, it's not.
You are purchasing a child.
Yeah, that is true.
It sounds less harsh, but I mean,
harsh, but hey.
At the end of the day, you are buying a baby or a child.
I was bought. Yeah. I was bought and paid for. No, I was a free baby.
Yeah, I was one of them traditional free.
They found the old traditional, old fashioned method. Never fails. I would say that's kind of the end of my news right now, but I don't know what we're doing next because Brad's still on the phone chit-chatting away.
Yeah, what's
happening? What is he doing right now?
Oh, are you getting caught up with Aaron over there?
Okay, wow. Okay. That's...
All right. It's that time of the week.
That's the news.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was venting with Aaron about Aaron Rodgers.
That's right, yeah.
We were going over Aaron Rodgers.
We can
Rodgers
bring her
talk.
On right now.
She's on right now.
All right. Aaron, the floor is yours if you want to get anything off your chest.
Yeah, I was telling I'm over Aaron Rodgers. I hate him. I was like ranting and raving. I'm over it. I'm tired of him. And I just hate the thing that I hate most about him, and he has no humility. During his post-game press conference, he was saying, oh, you know, the offense couldn't get anything going. Aaron, you're the offense, dude. a little bit of responsibility here. Please don't pretend like it was the offense's fault, as if it was some random bunch of dudes that you're not the leader of. So, anyhow, I'm over it.
Yeah, we were using a little more colorful words, but I can't defend him anymore. That's basically the conversation.
So you would like to see Aaron Rodgers playing for a different team next year?
Yeah, and especially because over the summer, he was just such... He did that whole thing where, like, I don't know if I'm going to go. You know, he was at the match, and Charles Barkley even asked him, Aaron, hey, what's your plan? And he was like, I don't know, Chuck, I'm just here to play golf, man. So he was just yanking us around, being a total douche. And this is how you repay us, Aaron? Nah, dude, get lost. We've been too good to you. You don't deserve it.
Yeah, I agree. Packers fans have been pretty loyal, and
I mean, what other quarterback can go and sit in the back of a pickup with a 32 pack in his hand, you know, and drive around town? You can't do that anywhere else but Green Bay. I feel
that's a good point.
You know. Yeah. Count your blessings, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Not anymore, actually.
And he has pretty much done whatever he wanted since he's been with that franchise. And he's been praised and propped up by that franchise since he got there.
And he's tore them a new one as many times as possible.
And in Green Bay, you're not many places you're treated like a god in American sports than Green Bay and in New York. But you're not ripped down as much in Green Bay.
Yep.
It's that Midwestern love, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah,
a small town love.
Good luck getting that type of cheese anywhere else, Mr. Rodgers. All right, where do you want to see him play? Do you have a preference? Or you just want him out of Green Bay?
Anywhere but Green Bay. I don't care. I'm over it. I'm done with him. I don't want to see him again. I'm ready to lose, to have some losing seasons, but I'm tired of him.
Aaron, I want to see him anywhere but the NFC North. I don't want to see him twice a year.
Yeah, I mean, it would feel very reminiscent of what happened to Brett Favre, so I hope that doesn't happen again. But, you know, 10 years later, I don't hate Brett Favre as much as I did when he left.
I still hate him as much as I did back then. So I don't want to see Rodgers doing the exact same thing.
I can't see him lowering himself that much, though. You know what I mean? Like, they dominate the NFC North every year, just... Hands down, no question. Aaron thinks way too much of himself to try to go to the Lions or...
Watch him go to the Bears.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch him go to the Bears.
Way too highly himself.
I owned you, now I'm going to bring you back up from the ashes.
That would be the ultimate troll.
That would be the greatest
move. It would be hilarious.
I wonder what the Bears fans would actually do after he's insulted them for so many years. Then would they accept him?
Oh, they'd be stoked.
Yeah, they were...
If he wins some games, they'll be over the moon.
All right, well, let's talk Australian Open. A lot going on right now. So, again, the floor is yours, Aaron.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting Australian Open, even though there's no Novak Djokovic, who actually won last year. There was a really exciting game that finished up technically today, but, you know, with Australia, they're like a whole day ahead. It was Stefanos Tsitsipas versus Taylor Fritz. This game went 4 hours. It was like 4 hours and 40 minutes. It was 5 hold sets. It was a wild match. And during the match, Tsitsipas tweets out, "The Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed." He tweeted that like during his match. Just like, I don't know. The guy seems like a total riot. The match was really exciting. He did get a violation because his dad was in the stands yelling and screaming. And he barely eked it out. At one point, he didn't even realize that he won the set point. But he ended up winning 4-6, 6-4, 4-6, 6-3, 6-4 for a 4-hour game. So if you paid to see that match, you got your money's worth.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That the tweet just during the match, like, just the audacity. I love it so much.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to win the match, though, if you're going to do that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, super bad look if you lose after tweeting that out. But
bold move, but I mad respect to him for that.
Absolutely.
And he's definitely a contender to win it all. And then for the men, Nadal is in the quarterfinals, obviously.
Of course.
Daniil Medvedev, kind of obviously. So it'll be an exciting finals for the men.
What about the women?
For the women, well, I'm eating my words, guys, because last week I said, I don't know, Coco Gauff is out. I don't know what Americans we have. Well, as it turns out, we have three American women, Madison Keys, Danielle Collins, and Jessica Pegula. So we have a really good chance of getting pretty far, maybe winning it. Simona Halep is out. We've got a chance. We could win it all.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Nice.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I'm sorry about that, Aaron. That got weird and uncomfortable for everyone in here.
We've got a chance, though.
When does this wrap up? Is it next weekend?
So Saturday is the men's, Sunday... No, Saturday's the women's, Sunday's the men's final. So
Okay. Next
week we'll have a finale. Also, an interesting that happened, there were protesters outside the match, and they were wearing shirts that were saying, "Where is Peng Shuai?" because that whole situation is still not sorted out. And the Australian officials made them take their shirts off.
Boo.
Kind of scandalous.
Australia, not a good look.
Yeah, that's kind of whack.
Yeah,
interesting.
We need our Pong, okay?
Yeah, we'll see if she turns up during the Olympics, but it's looking doubtful at this point.
Yeah.
They want gold medals, so they'll probably pump her out for that one. Like, okay, you can go out there for a gold medal for us. But if you don't...
Well, the Olympics is in 2 years.
No, wait, it's a Winter Olympics. Never mind. It's coming around.
Yeah,
so never mind.
Winter's coming up.
Not useful to us. You're gone.
No.
Another two years,
if she's still around.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
We'll see.
All right, well, very good. We appreciate the good work, as always, and we will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. 10 days of the Winter Olympics.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest Olympics fan in the game.
Yeah. Go U.S. Curling.
All right.
That's Aaron. It. All everyone else can suck it. Just U.S. Curling.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I want any other medals from anybody else, just U.S. Curling.
Maybe speed skating.
That's... No, never mind. That one.
All right, thank you, Aaron. It's been
Talk
great.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right,
bye.
Later.
So she was talking about the longest, or that match, and it made me think what the longest one was. It was actually not too long ago, 2010.
It's like our USA dude was in.
Yeah, John Isner and Nicholas Mahut in 2010 Wimbledon. 11 hours and 5 minutes, started June 22nd, ended June 24th.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Ashley Barty is taking on Terry Pegula tomorrow night. And Terry Pegula... I'm sorry. That's not her name. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Jessica Pegula, daughter of Terry Pegula. Terry Pegula's family is the ones that famously beat out Donald Trump in a bidding war for the Buffalo Bills back in 2014.
Wow.
And her family's worth approximately $5 billion.
That's why the Bills lost and will never win, because they don't have Trump as their owner.
Yeah.
You know, I could have won. You know, if Trump was your owner, that's a winner right there.
It could have been huge.
That guy is a winner, okay? Whatever he gets into, he wins until he loses, but he's a winner.
Except that last election.
Yeah, until he loses, but then he's a winner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did he? I don't think he really thinks he lost.
All right, we're not going to go into that. Go ahead. Let's hit him with the North State update. And we'll try it again. Maybe not.
Maybe. There we go.
Ah, there we go. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, y'all. It wasn't the greatest weekend for Chico State basketball for the men's. They got a loss and a Very sad loss, unfortunately. They lost to Cal State Monterey Bay. Good team, but again, they weren't ranked. So it's not looking good for them in the rankings right now. And only rankings that are out right now are regional rankings. They dropped to the number 3 spot just above Central Washington. Cal State San Bernardino jumps up in the rankings to the number 1 in the West. And Cal State San Marcos sitting at number 2. And it looks like Cal State San Bernardino is going to jump up above them in the national rankings right now before the past week's rankings come out. Cal State San Marcos at number 4 and Cal State San Bernardino at number 5. Thankfully, though, coming up soon is that rematch against Cal State San Bernardino and another rematch against Cal State Monterey Bay, and they'll both be at home. But before they get to that, they'll be playing January 27th against Humboldt State. They're going to be in Arcata, and then they'll head down to Rohnert Park against Sonoma State Saturday, January 29th. Again, the next time that they'll be playing at home is February 3rd against Cal Poly Pomona. But for the women, a little bit better of a weekend. They took on San Francisco State and won 63-58, and they beat Cal State Monterey Bay 63-49. Go women! They are now 7-6 overall. And again, facing off against Humboldt State in Arcata, January 27th. And that is your North State update.
You kind of forget, because of the level at which Chico State plays, how much travel the teams actually have to do.
Oh, yeah.
And none of that sounds fun.
No, I mean, and the thing is, all their games are in California. Like, they're not traveling like other conferences out of state. Like, with Holy Names, their conference, they're traveling to Hawaii.
Right.
And they're traveling up to Oregon. I mean, there's a lot of travel for them. But with Chico State or with CCAA.
I wonder how many times they're busing it or flying, you know? Like, when's that happening?
Yeah.
When do you bus, when do you fly?
I think you fly down to L.A. area, you're busing down to the Bay. And you're busing up to Arcata.
Probably.
That would be my main guess. And maybe also down to Monterey Bay. You might be bussing. But that's about it.
That sounds awful.
That doesn't sound bussing to me.
Well, that's just D2 athletics right there.
No. Yeah, well.
But shouts to them.
Yeah.
Because they're still in school while they're doing it.
Still in school. I have all the protocols that they go through, all the testing you have to go through. Shout out to them for doing what they're doing. And hopefully we see a turnaround this week for the men and keep it rolling for the women, because they've had a good stretch. They've had three no contests since the beginning of the year, but they've had some very close games and hard-fought games. So hopefully they keep it up and they can get back to a winning ways.
Word?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Do you want to do a quick foot and mouth? Or?
Yeah, we got some action.
Yeah. Let's do it. A lot of stuff going on right now.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh, that is right, y'all. The foot and mouth is alive and well. The footballing gods are smiling upon us right now. As it's nonstop action right now. We like to think that maybe last week we thought Man City pretty much had this thing wrapped up. They got the Premier League. The gap that they had established seemed insurmountable. It's still pretty high. But Liverpool is clawing their way back into it right now. Only 9 points behind them with the game in hand. That's big right there. This season not over just yet. There's plenty of points out there to be won and lost. And Man City dropping points this past weekend, tying with Southampton 1-1. Big goal from Kevin, be able to get back into it, to give him that tie, give him that point, because every point does matter. But again, every point matters. And when you drop points, that matters. Liverpool's not dropping points thanks to Alisson, their goalkeeper, with amazing, amazing performance against Crystal Palace, keeping them, putting that team on his shoulder. When that defense was shoddy out there for Liverpool, he was sturdy behind the net, in between the posts, giving them all 3 points against Crystal Palace in Crystal Palace. great moment for them. Now, Man United fans, it has been a roller coaster of a season for you. Up and down, the emotions you must be feeling. I don't know what to say about you. I don't know what to say. It looked abysmal for quite some time. You got Ronaldo. Things looked pretty good. Then it went down. Went dark really quick. Got Ole out. You got Ralph in. Still trying to find your way. But what do? You're getting wins right now. You're getting your points right now. Why? Because of Marcus Rashford. Coming in, getting 2 goals in the last 2 games. Big moment for that kid who had been in a pit of despair. Finally getting some goals. Finally some good action. The youngster needed that to get his motivation. Get that motor running again for him. Man United getting a big win. Big last second win. To get all 3 points in that Rashford goal was phenomenal. Getting that was big as they took down West Ham. Again, in stoppage time to get all 3 points. Big win for them. Big, big win for them to keep them in the top four right now, sitting in the league, which when this season is going on, y'all were lucky to be getting any European play. Right now, you're in Champions League play, so count your blessings. The season is not over yet. Moving on to the next day, we got a big one. Wow, the London Derby came around. Hakim Ziyech, woo! What a strike from him right now, outside the box, curling into the top bins as Chelsea takes on Tottenham. And they take him down 2-0. London is blue and will always be blue. Sorry, Tottenham. It's a tough season for y'all. Y'all looked like you could come around. It's not over just yet. But Chelsea needed that win. Great play from the team, other than Romelu Lukaku, is still in a bit of a funk. Still trying to find his legs, trying to find his place. What is he doing right now? He's way too good of a striker to not be playing well. But Chelsea doesn't need him right now. They looked very good out there playing against Tottenham. The season's not over just yet, but Man City, they're looking phenomenal. Going into other leagues right now, I do want to give you just a quick little heads up as we do look at La Liga, because Barcelona, sitting rough season for them right now, obviously losing Messi. You would hope they'd be able to find some type of hope, some type of dreams right now, but they're sitting fifth with 15 points behind Real Madrid, who is leading the league with a 4-point lead over Sevilla. So Barcelona in some real, real pit of despair right now as well. But Real Madrid, woo! Shout to Karim Benzema, doing what he does, even without the team around him. And he did miss his first penalty, though, I will say. That was amazing. For Real Madrid, first penalty missed, PK missed for the man. But still, they're sitting pretty atop of the league. Season's far from over. It's always good, though. It's a blessing for all of us. Every single week, I can wake up and watch some amazing football. And that's been mouth, y'all.
Why are they taking a break until I see there's no games until the 4th or so?
International breaks.
Okay.
World Cup qualifying.
Got it.
So that's coming around. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Should be happening. But Champions League will be coming back soon. But not yet.
Got it.
Not yet.
All right. Very good. Well, we will discuss hoops on the show again, I promise. Just there's been so much going on that it's been hard to get to. And you really got to move the needle for us to talk about it, you know. So we'll get back to it, but not this episode. I did want to mention, so OBJ got into the funny money. And when he was traded from the Rams, or I'm sorry, from Cleveland to the Rams, he took a one-season deal for $750K. However, his one stipulation was he wanted it all in Bitcoin. Well, he got it all in Bitcoin, and that $750K ended up being worth 35 Gs.
Well, with Bitcoin was worth $64,000. Today it's worth $35K. So each Bitcoin that he got dropped to $35K.
What?
Wait, what? How many Bitcoins does he have?
So 64, divide that by 75 or 750,000. It's a little over 10 Bitcoins. So it dropped. Today's deal is worth 412,000.
Oh.
But he's still being taxed on $750,000.
That's right.
On top of that, okay. Which means that as of now, he has netted 35,000. So that's, so you're right, but it was also wrong at the same time of how he got to that number.
Thank you for the correction. Useful stat from you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Funny money, you're right.
I cannot guarantee next week is going to be any better, but, you know.
And this is your high point.
Really, yeah. It is.
Where are you doing at the end of the show, though?
But this is like, it also shows he went somewhere new, and it failed. So I hope that we never see this ever again, because that's a fluctuating contract that could bank.